Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. Now, last week felt so hard to record the podcast, and I'm not even sure why. I think coming back to it, it is probably in the planning again. So I scrapped, which I think I mentioned in the last one, I scrapped the original one that I'd done. I'd edited and everything. Honestly, I think I must have spent about an hour and a half on it. And that might not sound like a lot, but the Sunday that I did it, I was working from about 7:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. So that hour and a half wasted felt uncomfortable. But with anything, even as I say that to you, do you know what? Nothing's wasted. I definitely learned a lesson in that, that if I'm not prepared, I will repeat myself. I'll talk about things that you've probably already heard. And it's fact. Do you know what it is? I was talking to somebody who is a client of mine, but is also an avid listener. And she was like, oh, I'm looking forward to the podcast. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm putting it out tomorrow. And she was like, why? And I was like, oh, I think I'm just repeating myself from weeks ago. And she was like, no, like, I definitely need to hear things on repeat so that it sinks in. Just put it out. So do you know what? It probably will come back to us later on, that piece of content that I wanted to deliver and that I will then re-deliver sometime later on. But it wasn't right. And when you know and you got, I just knew there was something else better that I wanted to put out. So as I was driving in today, I thought, oh my God, I've done it again. I knew the first thing that I had to do was to deliver the podcast to you guys. And I thought, I don't know what I'm delivering. And so I thought, right, well, I know that the last time I just went straight into the podcast and hope for the best. So this time around, I spend some time making notes and thinking about what is the best thing that's going to land for you. So that is what I've done. And fingers crossed, this is going to be something that you need and it's going to land exactly where it needs to today. Let me fill you in on my week. It has been, and this was something I was going to research so I didn't get time. I felt like when I got to, what day was it? Thursday was the 1st of February. I felt like my head was going to explode. Now, there was either something going on with the universe, the moon, whatever, I was out of alignment, or it was something in my week. And I haven't figured out what it was yet because I'm fine now. I know that I went into the week feeling crammed because I was trying to cram everything that I normally do on a Monday into a Sunday. And I didn't achieve that because it was a really busy Sunday. And then I had Monday off because me and my husband had booked it in. We'd pre-booked this before Christmas in the diary. It was kind of a little bit for my birthday. My birthday is on the 2nd and we never really do anything on the 2nd. Well, not just, you know, we do family stuff, but not just me and him. And just to have a nice day where it didn't require childcare or anything too out of the ordinary, but we did take a day off to do that. And it was lovely, but it meant I was still playing catch up throughout the whole week. And it has been a crazy, crazy busy week. The amount of people I've talked to for inquiry calls and certifications or consultations has been next level, which is amazing. Universe, I thank you. It's amazing. I'm not pushing it away, but it's been a lot. And then Tuesday night was our graduate session, which was lovely. Oh my God, what an amazing graduate session we had. It really feels like there's a community of Unbreakable Mindset coaches that are just killing it. But not only that, sharing it with the new graduates that come out as well. So it's lovely. The momentum that's in that group is lovely and the energy's amazing. So that was Tuesday night. Bearing in mind my normal working days, and then I had Tuesday night working. And then Wednesday night I was working as well because my business partner had put on a sold out networking event that she had me as like the headline speaker, which was fantastic. Again, it was a lot this week, but it gave me energy that being in a room full of women who are in business, and it didn't feel, I mean, I'm not a big fan of networking, but it didn't feel cringy. It didn't feel like it was false. It was a really nice group of women. A lot of them knew each other anyway from the area, so that was lovely. And then Thursday was just a really nice day of clients, some clients I've not seen in months, and catching up and seeing where they're at and where they're going to go next. And then Thursday night, I just took the night off. Like, normally I would have tried to go to the gym because I hadn't been all week. But I just thought, no, I need Thursday night just for me, because it was a lot. Then Friday, Danielle, who works for me in the academy, she's amazing. Like, she's one of those people that you need in your life. And I need Danielle in my life. She's so, so supportive. And just great at getting on with things for the students in the academy, but also for me as well. But what I found was, because the time that we have together is limited, she does other things as well. She doesn't just do hours for me. It tends to just be that we communicate via email or messaging. So we'd said before Christmas we should definitely try and get together. So she came in the office on Friday, which was lovely, just to catch up, see how she's doing, but also some strategy and clear goals for the year ahead for the academy, but also around what she's doing as well. So that was lovely. So that was jam-packed and there was a lot going on. By the time I got the end of the week, I just felt so much better. And like, I tackled something so big. But I will say, on the Thursday, this was the bit that was painful. And it was either something to do with some sort of, I don't know, retrograde or whatever. I need to look into it, what was going on. I've looked top level, I can't see anything, but there might be something I'm not sure of that I've just not read yet. But it was a tough day. Like, I came into work and I felt like my head was going to explode. And I know I was being triggered by something. There was things to do with my accounts, my accountant, that I didn't know. And I was panicking because I didn't know something. And I'd emailed them a couple of times, but I wasn't getting the response that I want. But I also wasn't asking the right questions as well. And my head felt like, yeah, it was about to explode. And it took me back to a limiting belief of, you're not smart enough. You think you don't know what you're doing. And it made me panic a little bit. So as I was driving in the office on Thursday, I was like, why do I feel like this? Because I feel like I just want to drive back home and go to bed for the day and ignore the world. So I started to unpick it and figure out what was going on as I drove in. And I realized it was because I didn't know what I was doing with my accounts, and that triggered me to feel like I wasn't smart enough. So rather than sitting in that panic and that discomfort, because I could feel it, I questioned it. Remember, what my thing is for the year is to have that gentle conversation with yourself. So I did it. I'm doing it for myself. And I asked myself, right, I figured out what it was. It was because I didn't know certain things about what was going on with VAT and tax and different things. So I thought, right, well, I know I can't do it straight away because I've got to get in the office. I've got to get things done. But just that moment of going, do you know what? Actually, my son was going to his friend's house for tea, so I didn't have to rush back to go and do school pickup. I thought, do you know what? I've got time. I've got time, an hour at least, to figure out what I don't know, or to figure out questions to ask the accountant of things that I don't know. And just knowing that I was going to pencil in time to work on the thing that was causing this in my head allowed me to shut that off, to put it in a box for now because I was going to deal with it later. So immediately my emotional system became regulated because I was dealing with that thing in my head, and I started to feel better. And I started to be able to concentrate back on the thing that I love, which is my coaching practice. And then, because the universe always delivers, my accountant had sent us an email saying, well, actually it was someone new who works for the accountant, saying he was going to be the one that was going to be dealing with me going forward. And these are the things that I might need to know, but if I've got any questions, to jump on a call. The universe delivered. It was amazing. I don't even think I needed to spend that hour doing anything, because I knew that what I needed to do, what I was going to do, and I'd already penciled in time to work on those bits this week. But now that he's given us clarity on what I need to do, I don't feel like I don't know what I'm doing. Because when I feel like I don't know what I'm doing, it sends me into panic. It sends me into that feeling of I'm not smart enough. Okay, let's get into what I want to talk about in this week's episode. I want to talk about when you are out of alignment with the thing that you're trying to achieve. And you'll know which one it is. So if you're going to look at your vision board, or if you're going to look at the list of things that you wanted to achieve, like it might be New Year's resolutions, goals, etc. It might not be your vision board. It might be a mental list or a physical list that you're looking at. You'll know which one you're in alignment with, because things will be happening. And you'll also know which one you are most out of alignment with as well, because it'll feel uncomfortable. And you'll look at it and it'll cause a certain reaction, like that one with my accounts. It'll cause a certain emotional response, and it'll feel uncomfortable. And the reason why it feels so uncomfortable, that one, will be because you know what you don't want more than you know what you do want. Now, I know, as much as that sentence sounds complicated, it will hit you, because you'll know exactly how that feels. It might be that you want a relationship. It might be that you want to lose weight. It might be that you want to earn a certain amount. And that's great. And on a vision board, it looks lovely. On a bit of paper, it's the thing that you know you want. But actually, you are so close to standing where you don't want. So the discomfort's really there. It's like the pain of the thing, whether it's past relationships that feel really painful, that is causing that discomfort, that disconnection that makes you out of alignment. It could be that you're at the heaviest that you've ever been, that your fitness levels are the worst they've ever been. So you're standing so close to the thing that you know you don't want, it feels so uncomfortable. And that's when everything that we're trying to achieve, we start working against it. Because vibrationally, we are so far out of alignment, it might as well be on the other side of the world, the thing that you want. Because you are so close to feeling that discomfort that you can't reach for a better thought. It's really hard for you to sit in that visualization and how good it'll feel when you get it, because you know how uncomfortable it feels right now. It's like if it was a race, the winning thought is the one that you're standing closest to, because it feels so uncomfortable for you. So how do we close the gap? How do we make that gap much smaller so you can start to become aligned with it? And there's a few things that I want you to think about. One, how did you do it for the other ones? So look at your vision board. What feels really comfortable? What feels fine for you that you know you've achieved? Two, you can start to work on reaching for that better feeling, standing in the outcome. How good will it feel when you get that thing? But maybe you've done all that, and maybe that's something that you've been trying to do for such a long time that you're tired and it hasn't worked. And this might be the third year that this has been on your vision board or your goals. And you know you're so far out of alignment that the only thing that's getting in your way is your thoughts about it. It's like the first time you ever read The Secret or learn about manifestation, you become scared of your thoughts. Because you know when you're having a bad thought, your prediction is, oh my God, I'm bringing it in. And it almost becomes, you become scared of your thoughts. Now what happens is when that's applied to something on your vision board, what you tend to do is avoidance procrastination. So what you'll do is you'll become really productive at something else on your vision board because it's the thing you can reach for, it's the thing that you feel closer to. And you can be really productive with that and you can see results. But you know there's a thing that you're not dealing with. It's like productive procrastination. And you can make all the excuses in the world as to why you're not applying yourself to it. But it's because you're standing closer to the pain. Do you know one of the things that, I was going to say this and I was like, where do I fit this in? Because it's really relevant. One of the hardest questions that I ask when somebody jumps on a call with me for a consultation is, literally the hardest question I ask, is they'll jump on the call. And I always say, before we get into the pain, the discomfort, the struggle that you're in, I want to know what the goal is. What are we working towards? In 18 months' time, what would be amazing if that would happen? Like, paint me a picture of this amazing life that you're looking for once we're over this hurdle. Or hurdles. There could be many hurdles. That is the hardest question I'll ask. And the reason being is because if they've booked in a call with me, they're really stuck in the discomfort because they can't figure out how to do it on their own. So therefore, dreaming is really, really hard for them. So let's come back to it. What is the thing on your vision board that you know you are actively avoiding, that you feel so much discomfort to, it's in the pit of your tummy, and that you know you are totally out of alignment with it? Now that you've picked it, I want you to ask yourself, because you're feeling like that, what are, you know what your emotional response to that is because you feel sick. What are your actionable responses? What are you doing that sabotages it? What are you not doing that sabotages it? And I want you to spend time on it. There is no point in getting to the end of this year and repeating the same story in 2025. You've got to deal with it head on. And you've already done 1 month. We've already done 1 month of 2024. And I want you to ask yourself, what have you done about it? Have you thought about it? Did you get involved with it? Did you do anything? Did you actively avoid it? And I invite you to write down all the things that you know you do where you are sabotaging it. So it could be that you just, you literally could be writing on a bit of paper, I am not taking any action. And that would be a really honest response. So well done you. Or it could be that you know you are doing certain things that sabotage it. And now this is the real key thing. Whatever you decide to do, because you need to take some action over it or it's never going to happen. If you're doing nothing, the universe will respond with nothing. Remember that. If you were doing nothing, the universe will respond with nothing. You've got to show up for your goal or desire, for the universe to match the outcome. Now, this is the bit that I want to share with you. Whatever you know, actions you need to take. So I want you to stand in the alignment of somebody who already has the thing that you want. What were the actions they took to get it? Now, whatever that is, whatever those actions are, you need to figure out what are you going to do that makes that comfortable. Right? So say, for example, if it's dating, for example, how could you make that experience fun for you? So your fear of being ghosted or meeting the wrong guy is not even on the table anymore. Actually, what you're doing is you're thinking about, I wonder where we could go for food. Like if I date this guy, I wonder where we could go for food. Like you're not so focused on the outcome yet. You're just focused on the actions and making it comfortable. It could be that with the gym or losing weight, you start to figure out what feels really comfortable to you and fun. So for example, some people think of losing weight as restriction. How can you make it so you're not restricting yourself? So what foods do you enjoy that you could combine together that feel good? What preparation do you need to put in place? Or if it comes to fitness, what are you going to do to make sure you enjoy it? Because what if there's something that you've been doing time and time again and you don't really enjoy it, but you're forcing yourself to do it because you feel like it's the thing you should do to lose weight, are you ever going to enjoy it? It could be that you need to do something different. You know, you need to change it up. I think I've said on the podcast before, I love going to the gym now because in my head, nobody's there. I go to the gym to have time with me and to watch trash on my iPad whilst doing a really good workout and pushing myself that little step closer, that little step higher, that little step further. It could be that you want to invite more into your business. How could you do that in a way that's a gentle conversation with yourself? How could you do it in a way where you are, I don't know if there's a promotion that you want to gain at work. What's a way in which you could do it that feels comfortable? Is it something that you could take on as an extra project so you can show that you're willing? Is it just having a conversation rather than it being a fear of telling your boss that you want that promotion and your fear is that they'll say no, that you turn around and you ask a different question and you say, if I wanted to go for my next promotion, what do you think I would need to do? And then they're giving you something actionable rather than leaving you with something that feels uncomfortable. You know, sometimes one of the things that I get my guys to do is to ask for evidence when they've got a fear. So one of my clients was fearful that they just started a new job and their fear was, what if I'm not doing a good job? What if they come back in 4 months' time and say everything that you've done is rubbish? Or 6 months' time? So I asked them to confront that feeling and say, why don't you ask for a review? And you just say, right, can you just tell us if I'm going down the right lines or if there's anything I need to change or adapt? That's amazing. Like, that lovely question. One, gets them to see you as somebody who is willing and wants to improve, wants to get better. And it could be that they'll have some things that they want you to work on because maybe you work differently in your old company. Or it could be that they'll turn around and say, do you know what, you're doing amazing, like, we're so pleased you're here. But you won't know that until you ask the question. What are you avoiding? I'm going to leave you with this. What are you avoiding that you know needs your attention? Or else you're always going to stay out of alignment. Then I want you to ask yourself, what are the actions that you need to do to work towards it? But how are you going to make the journey amazing? How are you going to enjoy it? Am I ever going to enjoy doing my taxes and my accounts? No, but I can make it so that it's not a fight and I'm not feeling like I'm thick doing it. And then I can make it in a way where I actually feel comfortable and I can see things and it's easy for me to work it out. But all of that requires me to zoom out and look at it and go, why are you feeling a certain way? And what do I need to do to change that feeling in order to change my responses and actions? I hope this landed exactly where it needed to. As always, if you are a new listener and you've just found me, please do reach out on Instagram. I'm always available in DMs if this landed where it needed to. I would love it if you could leave me a review on whichever podcast app you listen on, because it really, really does make a difference. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please comment below as well. have an amazing week, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judontcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.